Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, let's start out this week with events at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Something for Everyone is the goal for the over 150 events a year held at DPAC, from rising new artists to the biggest name superstars from around the world. DPAC sets the stage for both contemporary and legendary Broadway shows, concerts, comedy, and family shows. Tickets for all shows can be purchased online at DPACNC.com, at the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, and through Ticketmaster. By the way, all guests require a ticket, regardless of age. Children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most DPAC performances, including Broadway, concerts, and comedy shows. All right, upcoming events. Ringo Starr and his all-star band will be at DPAC June 22nd. Straight from winning the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, one of two surviving Beatles members, Ringo Starr is set to return to the DPAC stage June 22nd, performing live with his all-star band. For his performance at DPAC, Ringo will perform a number of his hits from the Beatles, plus songs from his all-star bandmates. Find tickets at 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster, or the DPAC Ticket Center. Maxwell brings his Summer Solstice Tour to DPAC July 26th. The sexy ambassador of soul, Maxwell returns to DPAC on July 26th, bringing his classic songs like Pretty Wings, Something Something, and Ascension, Don't Ever Wonder. Maxwell's 2009 platinum-selling album, Black Summer's Night, the first of a trilogy, received 6 Grammy nominations, including 2 wins for Best R&B Album and Best R&B Male Vocal Performance for Pretty Wings. Coming up June 29th, at DPAC, it's Julianne and Derek Hough live on stage. These superstar siblings will star in their own all-new dance production, Move Live on Tour. The show will be a complete stage production with sets, costumes, and a cast of talented dancers, with the Huffs headlining in solo, duet, and group performances in styles ranging from ballroom and tap to salsa and hip-hop and everything in between. American Idol Live is coming up July 13th at DPAC in Durham. No other show in TV history has proven to be a force like American Idol. Fans of the hit series can see this season's talented top 10 finalists live when the American Idol Live tour returns this summer to DPAC. American Idol Live gives fans the unique opportunity to be up close and personal with the season 13 finalists. And of course, this year's winner, Caleb Johnson, calls Asheville, North Carolina home. Also performing with the top 10 finalists, Majesty Rose of Goldsboro. And here's a cute note. The American Idol Live is presented by AARP. I just found that interesting. Keisha Cole, the Point of No Return tour, is August 8th at DPAC. 4-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Keisha Cole brings the Point of No Return tour to DPAC on August 8th, performing all her hits plus new music from her much-anticipated 6th album, Point of No Return. This show is presented in partnership with the Dome Group. Tickets 919-680-2787. An Evening with Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons is coming up August 9th. Oh, what a night it will be when Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons come to DPAC August 9th. Frankie Valli rose to fame in 1962 as the lead singer of the Four Seasons and is hotter than ever in the 21st century. Thanks to the volcanic success of the Tony-winning musical Jersey Boys, which chronicles the life and times of Frankie and his legendary group, classic songs such as Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, Ragdoll, and Can't Take My Eyes Off You are popular all over again. With the musical in its seventh blockbuster year on Broadway, and five other cast performing Jersey Boys nightly from Las Vegas to London, the real Frankie Valli is also packing venues around the world. Tickets again, 919-680-2787. Special note about Deepak, several American Dance Festival performances are being held at Deepak through July 23rd. A complete listing of ADF events can be found at americandancefestival.org. Upcoming events at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The 2014 Miss North Carolina Scholarship Pageant takes place at Memorial Auditorium June 17th through the 21st. Current Miss North Carolina is Jonna Edmonds, an NC State University graduate. Family drama is featured in Theater Raleigh's latest Hot Summer Night series. Other Desert Cities runs June 18th through the 29th at Kennedy Theater. Brooke Wyeth returns home to celebrate Christmas with her family and also announced she's going to publish a memoir dredging up a pivotal and tragic event in the family's history. This is for mature audiences because of adult language. That is Other Desert Cities at Kennedy Theater, June 18th through the 29th. For more information, call 919-996-8700. The rescheduled performance of Under the Street Lamp from Broadway Series South is set for June 18th at Maymandy Concert Hall. Mike Epps will be at Memorial Auditorium June 22nd. Epps steadily climbed his way up the stand-up comedy ranks when he was recognized by a national audience in 1995 when he appeared on the Def Comedy Jam Tour and HBO's Def Comedy Jam. During a performance at L.A.'s Comedy Store, Epps caught the attention of Ice Cube. This led to the first of three feature films they would do together. Prices range from $39.75 to $47.75. For more information, call 919-996-8700. The following events are scheduled during July at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. July 9th through the 20th, Parade, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. July 9th through the 20th, How I Became a Pirate from Broadway Series South at Fletcher Opera Theater. July 26th, the Carolina Ballet's Summer Intensive at Fletcher Opera Theater. And July 29th through August 3rd, Disney's Little Mermaid, presented by North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Moving over to PNC Arena, Katy Perry's Prismatic World Tour is coming June 22nd, for a 7 p.m. concert. The Prismatic World Tour is a colorful show that will bring you all the songs you know, as well as ones from her album Prism. The following artists are also part of the concert: Capital Cities, Casey Musgraves, and Tegan and Sarah. The state-of-the-art stage, specifically designed by Katy for the Prismatic World Tour, allows her to get closer to her fans than ever before. Ticket prices, $29.50, $46, $80.50, and $125.50. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. There's also a parking fee, of course. Again, that's Katy Perry at PNC Arena on June 22nd. Marvel Universe Live is coming to the PNC Arena July 18th through the 20th. Marvel fans, assemble! Marvel Universe Live is taking the live entertainment experience to a whole new level with a mind-blowing show unlike any you've seen before. Watch your favorite Marvel superheroes including Spider-Man, The Avengers, Iron Man, Hulk, and more, and threatening villains come to life in action-packed arena extravaganza. You'll definitely feel the energy with cutting-edge special effects, pyrotechnics, aerial stunts, martial arts, motorcycles, and more. Tickets are $40, $60, $90, and $120. There's a parking fee on top of that, and you can check more on tickets at 1-800-745-3000. On Friday, September 12th, multi-talented platinum-selling recording artist Demi Lovato brings her all-new world tour to Raleigh's PNC Arena. In celebration of the one-year anniversary of the release of her album Demi, Lovato launched a social media storm with her Demiversary campaign. Hashtag Demiversary campaign, by the way. The Demi album has yielded the hit singles Heart Attack and Neon Lights and sold over 5 million tracks globally. Popular duo MKTO will join Demi on the tour. Tickets, again, can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be in Raleigh at PNC Arena on Thursday, September 18th, with very special guest Steve Winwood. Every 2014 tour ticket will include Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' album Hypnotic Eye. Hypnotic Eye was recently described by Rolling Stone magazine as maximum rock and roll and a decisive return to the concise 60s rock classicism of his first great New Wave era albums. Tickets can be purchased online, of course, all Ticketmaster outlets at the PNC Arena box office, and by calling 1-800-745-3000. Ticket prices, $32, $51, $71, $91, and $127. Ticket prices include a sales tax. Coming up at Walnut Creek Amphitheater, June 22nd, it's Tim McGraw, Kip Moore, and Cassady Pope. July 8th, the Goo Goo Dolls, Daughtry, and Plain White Tees. On July 15th, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company. July 19th, Lionel Richie and CeeLo Green. July 20th, Kiss and Def Leppard. July 22nd, it's the Monument Tour, Fall Out Boy and Paramore. July 23rd, the Dave Matthews Band. July 25th, Rascal Flatts, Sheryl Crow, and Gloriana. And on August 2nd, James Taylor. August 8th, Keith Urban, Jared Neiman, and Brett Eldridge. Now, and for more information at Walnut Creek Amphitheater, you can call 919-831-6400. Now, Red Hat Amphitheater. Concerts coming up there, June 25th, Counting Crows with Toad DeWitt Sprocket. June 28th, Love and Soul with Norman Brown, Jonathan Butler, and Alex Bunyan. June 29th, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo with Rick Springfield. July 2014 events, July 8th, The Neighborhood. July 13th, OAR and Philip Phillips. July 14th, The Fray. July 17th, New Edition. July 22nd, Sarah Bareilles. July 23rd, Beck. July 26th, Ray LaMontagne. July 30th, it is John Legend. Again, for more information on Red Hat Theater Amphitheater concerts, call 919-996-8800. Okay, let's move over to Cary. Here are some upcoming events at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater. On Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st, as part of Summerfest 2014, it's the Mozart Festival. Courtney Lewis, conductor. It's the Genius of Mozart Under the Stars. A two-day festival featuring his final giant symphony, Jupiter, the beloved Ein Klein Nacht music, and two of his exquisite concertos. Please note you must purchase individual tickets for each night. Tickets per night, lawn price $30 in advance, $32 the day of the show, table prices $32 in advance, $34 the day of the show. Little Big Town with Jack Ingram and Sam Hunt perform at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Friday, June 27th. It takes a perfect storm to make a great album, an audacious mix of tension and release, passion and calm, love and violence. Hallmarks associated with all true forces of nature, these mighty attributes were exactly what Little Big Town had in their corner as they blew into the studio for the whirlwind recording session that produced their strongest work yet, their aptly titled fifth album, Tornado. Little Big Town has charted 14 songs on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, including the group's first number one hit, Pontoon, along with top 10 singles on the country charts in Boondocks, Bring It On Home, and Little White Church. Early this month, the group released its sixth album. Show starts at 7:30, gates open at 6. Ticket info, The Pit, which is standing room only, no chairs, blankets allowed, $35. Tables are $45, and lawn tickets are $35. Again, that is at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater. Mentioned a little bit earlier, but the American Dance Festival is in Durham through July 26th. Call 919-684-6402 for more information. Events for the American Dance Festival are held at DPAC and Duke University. Called one of the nation's most important institutions by the New York Times, ADF is a festival for modern dance. It presents the work of established and emerging artists, in addition to workshops, classes, and other outreach projects. Festival for the Eno is right around the corner. It's held July 4th and 5th. It's from 10 to 6 each day at West Point on the Eno Durham City Park. For decades now, people from all ages and walks of life have been coming together on the beautiful banks of the Eno to listen to great music, share local arts and craft work, eat delicious food, and most of all, celebrate the Eno River and watershed and its importance in our community. This year, being encouraged the community to purchase tickets ahead of time, early ticket buyers will get a special discounted rate of $15 for one day and $25 for a two-day pass. 13 to 17-year-olds are only $10, and kids under 12 are always free. All proceeds go to protect the Eno River for future generations. The Festival for the Eno is presented annually by the Eno River Association and features a variety of activities with an environmental or cultural connection to the river. The Eno River Association is committed to the preservation of the nature, culture, and history of the Eno River Basin. Well, there are a lot of outdoor music events this summer. In Apex, there's Toasts and Tunes concert series. These free concerts for all ages held at Clower Family Vineyards on Saturdays monthly, stretching through to November. These are outdoor concerts, and wine will be sold by the glass and bottle. No outside alcohol permitted. Feel free to bring lawn chairs and picnics. Also in Apex, Triangle Brass Band with the Triangle Brass Sound Sport Team. This free concert is Saturday, June 28th at 7 p.m. at Apex Nature Park Amphitheater on Evans Road. Kickstart your 4th of July week festivities with the Triangle Brass Band as they present an outdoor concert of patriotic and festive tunes to celebrate Independence Day. Bring your chairs, blankets, and picnics and enjoy a summer outdoor evening at our newest music venue, and that is in Apex. In Carrboro, it's after hours, early summer. Beat the Heat Thursday evenings with free music through June 26th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the Weaver Street Market Lawn on Weaver Street in Carrboro. Also in Carrboro, Jazz and More Brunch. This free outdoor jazz series takes place on Saturdays through June 29th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Weaver Street Market Lawn. Take chairs and blankets, purchase a la carte brunch items in the store. In Cary, the Downtown Performers Series has one more event coming up July 12th. Bring a picnic, sit back, relax, and enjoy the fresh air as the best local performers entertain. All performances are free and take place on the Downtown Performance Green at the corner of Academy Street and Kildare Farm Road across from the Cary Arts Center. The last event of that is July 12th, and it begins at 7 p.m. The Starlight Concert Series in Cary. Enjoy free concerts at 7 o'clock on select Fridays, June 27th and July 11th and 25th, featuring eclectic local and regional groups at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden. Food and lawn chairs are permitted. Please leave pets and alcoholic beverages at home. The Sertoma Series. Enjoy free outdoor concerts through August at varying times, and Pinecone Series concerts July 12th and August 9th at 6 p.m. Both concert series take place in Bond Park on High House Road at the Sertoma Amphitheater. You can call 919-469-4069 for more information about those performances. The 7 o'clock Rock Series, a block party experience in downtown Cary, will find the streets closed off, merchants open late, good food, and the opportunity to enjoy great music with friends and neighbors. Free dance lessons are offered prior to the start of the concert. All performances are free and take place at the intersection of Academy Street and Chatham Street. Artists perform on Fridays, June 20th and July 18th, beginning at 7 p.m. Wild Card Wednesdays at Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. Local artists chosen by Booth Amphitheater's Facebook fans will be featured every Wednesday night in July from 5:30 to 8:30. Each night will highlight a different musical genre: reggae, blues, salsa, and country. Tickets are $5 per show, and children 12 and under are free. Picnics, lawn chairs, cameras, and pets on leashes are allowed, and the venue concession stand will be open. On Friday, July 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Booth Amphitheater, the North Carolina Symphony will be performing a free Independence Day concert. In Chapel Hill, Music Makers Roots and Leaves series. Listen to free blues and southern traditional music every Friday night in June at 6 p.m. on the Village Green at Southern Village. Live and local music and art series at the Plaza on Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill. Free concerts will play through June. Most concerts begin at 6 p.m. and last until 9 p.m. In Clayton, it's the Clayton Town Square Concert Series. 10 free concerts June 18th, July 17th, August 21st, and September 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. in Clayton Town Square on West Main Street. Enjoy merchandise and gift card giveaways along with other surprises. Concerts at the Crossroads. Free admission to concerts from 6 to 9 p.m. Upcoming concerts are July 10th, August 14th, and September 4th. Beer and wine are available for purchase. The venue is at the corner of North Carolina Highway 42 East and Buffalo Road, hosted by Flowers Plantation. Duke Performances Music in the Gardens in Durham. Listen to regional indie rock and folk groups in the Sarah P. Duke Gardens on select Wednesdays through July 31st. Center Stage at American Tobacco Concert Series. Enjoy free Friday concerts 6 to 9 on the American Tobacco Amphitheater, June 26th, July 31st, August 14th, August 28th, and September 4th. The streets at South Point's Music on the Main. Listen to free concerts featuring adult contemporary, beach, and light jazz music at Cinema Circle. That's across from South Point Cinemas, Saturdays through October 4th. Garner Downtown Sounds. Listen to the live music June 26th from 6 to 9 on the back lawn at the Garner Performing Arts Center. And on Thursday, July 3rd at Lake Benson Park at 8:30 p.m., the North Carolina Symphony will be performing a free Independence Day concert. And in Hillsboro, the outdoor music series, check out Hillsboro's Weaver Street Market on Churton Street on Thursday, June 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. for free music on the lawn, weather permitting. Of course, there's the Oak City 7. This new free concert series continues every other Thursday through August 21st, 6 to 9:30 p.m. in downtown Raleigh City Plaza on Fayetteville Street. The concerts feature local and regional bands playing Americana, indie rock, folk rock, and bluegrass music. Food trucks will be present, and local and craft beers will be available. Picnics with no outside alcohol, leashed pets, lawn, and tailgating chairs are permitted. All ages are welcome. Pickin' in the Plaza, Raleigh's new bluegrass concert series, features free shows that will complement Oak City 7 and help meet Raleigh's growing demand for live music. All shows start at 5 p.m. and last until 10:30 in Raleigh City Plaza, Fayetteville Street. The events feature free live music, local food trucks, and local beers. Events are every Thursday to Labor Day, excluding for the July 3rd date. The Peak City Pig Fest is Saturday, June 21st from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. in historic downtown Apex. It's the third annual KCBS barbecue cook-off and street festival. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.